options.
Rainfall totals in northeastern South Dakota into south central North Dakota are variable. Here's Langford, South Dakota-based Dairyland Seed District sales manager Keith Rico.
Well, we're seeing a trace here at home in northern South Dakota, south of Britain, and there's, I mean, you could be 10 miles away and probably get a half inch, probably just kind of with the storms. I was there with thunderstorms and reports of a half to three-quarter inch crest of the North Dakota 2 in parts, 1 inch total being in Lamoure County. And it could be some areas localized a little bit more than that, but also reports in Lamoure County that crop damage of 2019 corn still standing out there that ended up being pushed over flat depending on the direction it was planted last night. And that was not a good situation.
Rico says early planted crops are progressing nicely. Farmers are also still trying to get this year's crop in the ground. In the Aberdeen area,
crop conditions, we're seeing corn that's, you know, pretty much as high as 12 inches up to four-leaf corn, you know, and Thursday or Friday. And most corn here is 2 to 3 leaves, probably 5 inches tall, maybe a little bit of 6-inch corn. And then soybeans are pretty much from just emerging just for the most part. Some guys are giving a really good effort and doing what they can and getting the temps across depending on conditions. And heard some reports that not all preventive plant acres may be okayed till July as far as if they qualify or not. So that was a situation that kind of came up last week when the guy was telling me. So that would be interesting if you guys anticipating preventive plant and then did not qualify.
Northern Plains.